Okay, so I'd like to try and reach the Mishnah Be'ez Hashem today. Maybe we'll go back and after do Chazara, but we need to keep the flow. If you remember, let's briefly just update ourselves. What are we looking for at the moment? We're looking for Rav Meir. What does that mean, we're looking for Rav Meir? We had a machloikis, Tanoim, between Rav Yossi and Rav Meir. We called it the upgrade machloikis. If somebody is proven to be a ganav, will we automatically be upgraded to suspect even with regard to dinei nefoshes? Or do we say that no, he's suspect on monetary matters, but he would surely not lie in the case of dinei nefoshes? That was a machlokes, Reb Meir and Reb Yosef. And the Gemara Paskin like Reb Meir. Reb Meir is the one who said, unlike Reb Yosef, am I in the right comment? Yes. And Rameh was one who said in the case of Dine Nefoshes that yes, we upgrade. We upgrade. And if he's a Choshud in the case of Momoin, then he's a Choshud even with regard to Nefoshes. Now, why was this difficult to understand? Because normally the principle is, when we have a machloikas between Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, the halacha follows Reb Yossi. And for some reason over here, we're passing like Reb Meir. So if you remember, the Gemara said, every rule has an exception. It's true. The general rule is that when you have a machloikas between Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, the halacha follows Reb Yossi. So why in this case do we pass like Reb Meir? And the answer is because we found a stam Mishnah that says like Reb Meir. There is a Mishnah, and that's what we're on the lookout for. That's what I meant before. We're looking for Reb Meir. There is a Mishnah apparently somewhere, and we're looking for it now. The Gemara is going to bring it. That just is so same like Reb Meir. What does that mean? It's so same like Reb Meir. Expresses the halacha without bringing any names. And if you look carefully, you'll see that it's Reb Meir's Psak, which is being expressed, then if you see the Mishnah doesn't even bring two opinions on the subject, well, clearly that is the halacha ulamaisa. So again, normally, whenever you have a machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and Reb Meir, the halacha would follow Rabbi Yossi. This is the exception. Why is this an exception? Because we have a Mishnah that says that the halacha bestam is like Reb Meir. And this is what we're now on the lookout for. Where is this Mishnah? Where is the Mishnah that just writes that we upgrade, that if you're choshed on Momon, then you're choshed on Nefashis as well? So the Gemara, if you remember, brought a story, and that's why it's a lengthy sugya, and we have to try and do it all in one shot, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to try and finish it today. What was the story? There was somebody, if you remember, we saw this yesterday, but let's just briefly recap. There was somebody, his name was Bar Chamo. Bar Chamo was accused of murder. So what happened? Two Edim came to Beis Din and they said, yes, Vadai Kotal, he definitely murdered. If you remember, we discussed yesterday, nowadays, Beis Din do not put somebody to death, but there's other punishments that we may administer. Either way, it was very important to determine, has he Vadai killed or not? And indeed, two Edim came to Beis Din and they verified that, yes, he's Vadai killed. Vadai killed. So he's a Vadai murderer. Now, Bar Chamo, who's now been accused of murder, he himself now brings two more Edim to Beis Din. So let's now make up some names over here. We have Bar Chamo, who for our purposes, let's call him Reuven. Shimon and Levi are the two Edim who say that he Vadai murdered. Come along Yehuda and Yisocha, and they say, not Edim Zomimin. They don't say to Shimon and Levi that you are with us, but rather they say that Shimon and Levi are Ganovim. One of them stole a bag of wheat, and one of them stole a handle of a sword. The kids said they're Ganovim. Now, that really is the end of the story. Because the question on that story is, what were they trying to do? Yes, okay. We've proven that Shimon and Levi are Ganovim, which means they are suspect in the matter of Momoim. But remember, they are dealing with a case of nefashos. So who in the world cares that they're suspect when it comes to mammon? Why would that disqualify them when we're not talking about mammon, we're talking about nefashos? So it would seem to be that who do we paskin like? This is the upgrade that we've been referring to the whole time. It seems to be that we paskin like Rebbeah, which means that if you're suspect on mammon, we upgrade it and we said, I'm very sorry, you're now suspect for everything. So if you look at the top line, look at the very top line of the Gemara of Zayin Amud Beis. Omalei mai daitoch. What is your opinion? What are you trying to do over here? Karebi Meir? Are you following the opinion of Rabbi Meir? Are you paskining like Rameya that somebody who's suspect in the case of Dine Mominus is automatically considered to be suspect also with regards to Nefoshes? My daitok Rameya, surely on the second line, Rabbi Meir, v'Rabbi Yosi, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. Why are you paskining like Rameya? Which is to upgrade them and to say that if they're suspect in the case of Mominus and they're suspect also in the case of Nefashos, you're following Rameya? But Rameya and Rabbi Yosi, the halacha is that Rabbi Yosi, v'Rabbi Yosi ha'omah, didn't Rabbi Yosi say that huzam b'dinei nemominus, if they are proven to be liars in the case of dinei mominus, kasha l'dinei nefashos, question mark. Didn't Rabbi Yosi say that we don't upgrade them? And if they're considered liars in the case of Mominus, but they're still kosher to testify in the case of Nefashis. Therefore, in our story of Bar Choma, Shimon and Levi claim unequivocally that he definitely murdered. So what does it help now that for Yehuda and Yisachar to come along and say that we think, that we testify that they are Ganovim? Okay, so what? So they're suspect in the case of Mammon. But what's that got to do with Nefoshes? You're upgrading them? Ah, you're passing that Rameya? But surely the halacha should follow Rabbi Yosi. Says the Gemara on the fourth line, Omalei Rav Papa, that's true. But Hani Mili, that's only true. When do we have that principle? Hecha Deloi Sosam Lon Tonok Rameya. That's only if we do not have a Stam Mishnah, like Rameya. Bahocha stam lon tana k'Rabbi Meir. But over here we have a stam Mishnah. Again, what does a stam Mishnah mean? Like an anonymous Mishnah that writes simply like Rameya. And if that's the case, you see that we do indeed paskin like Rameya. So you're right. The general rule is Rameya and Rabbi Yosi, the halacha paskins like Rabbi Yosi. But this is the exception because we have a Stam Mishnah. That's why if the Stam Mishnah, which again, we have to look for, where is this Stam Mishnah? But if the Stam Mishnah paskens like Rameya, that's why in the case of Bar Choma, if Shimon and Levi can only be proven to be Ganovim, which they were, because Yehuda and Yisachar testified against them, so we upgrade that and I say, I'm very sorry to tell you, if you're suspect in Mammon, you're suspect in Nefashos as well, and we will throw out the Edim. That's not like Rabbi Yosi, true, but there is a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. So obviously the $64 million question that we now have to answer is, where is this Stam Mishnah? Where is this Mishnah? We're on the lookout now for the Mishnah. Now, just before we continue, this has been quite a complicated sugya, no question about it. But I just want to add one more line, not to lose the thread. If you remember, in addition to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi, we had a parallel machlokes between Abaya and Rava, somebody who eats nevelos. Nevelos lahachis. Will he now be posel le'edus? Abaya said yes, Rava said no. It's the same machlokes, essentially. Why is it the same machlokes? Because the Gemara explained that when you eat nevelos, that is an avera bein odom lemokim. To give false testimony in the case of dine mominus is bein odom lemokim and also bein odom lechaveri. So will we upgrade him? Abaya says, yes, we will. We will consider him possible, even though he's only been proven to be over an Aveira of Bein Odom L'Mokayim, that will passel him even for Aveiras that are more serious. Upgrade. So Abaya, who paskened that, do you remember, initially the Gemara brought a proof against Abaya. And then all of a sudden, we were very surprised yesterday when the Gemara says, the halacha is like Abaya, so we upgrade him. Said the Gemara yesterday, why are you paskening like Abaya? Ah, you mean because he's backed up by Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir also holds of the upgrade rule. And that was the big question. So what if that's what Rabbi Meir holds, but don't we have to pasken like Rabbi Yossi? And the answer was that no. Even though it's true, that's the general rule. But over here is the exception because we have a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. That's why the Gemara brought this story of Bar Chama, who was accused of murder, but his witnesses were knocked out once they were proven to be Ganovim. And that only makes sense if we paskin like Rabbi Meir. We do paskin like Rabbi Meir. Why? Because there is a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. Where is that stam Mishnah? That is the discussion in the Gemara now. So it's a complicated sugya, Rabbi Yisrael, no question about it. Okay, says the Gemara, we're on the sixth line. Mimai. Mimai. How do you know? Where is this Mishnah? Where did you find a Mishnah that writes Bistam like Rabbi Meir? Ilema, if you're going to tell me, Ilema is a bit like when we sometimes have in the Gemara Nema. Means the Gemara is going to back down, but this is our first suggestion. Ilema, if you're going to tell me that this is the Mishnah, Mehod Tanah, we have a Mishnah that says as follows: Kol Horo'u Lodun Dinei Nefoshes. Anybody who is a valid judge in the case of Dinei Nefoshes is also Ro'u Lodun Dinei Momonos. The Mishnah is giving us a rule. If you have a dayon who is a valid dayon in cases of death, then by definition, he must be a valid dayon also in the case of momonos. It cannot be, apparently, according to this Mishnah, that somebody will be a valid dayon for nefoshes, but not for momonos. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, who is the author of that Mishnah? So let's, Rabbi Yisai, before we carry on the Gemara, let's try and work this out ourselves. Again, what is the Mishnah telling us? If you are a kosher dayan for nefoshes, you must, by definition, also be a kosher dayan for momonos. It cannot be that somebody is posel for momonos and kosher for nefoshes. That cannot be. Now, does everybody see at one moment? That only makes sense according to Rabbi Meir. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, who does not hold of the upgrade rule, what happens if somebody is disqualified from testifying or from judging in the case of Momonos? He's proven to be a ganav. Can he still judge in the case of Nefoshes? Yes, he can. So how can you tell me as a general rule that if you're kosher for Nefoshes, you're kosher for Momonos? It's not true. I can get you a case where somebody is kosher for nefoshes and not kosher for momonos. So what does this Mishnah seem to be telling me? It seems to be telling me that the two are dependent on each other. If you're kosher for one, you're kosher for the other. If you're posel for one, you're posel for the other. So whose opinion does that sound like? That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that once you're posel for momonos, we upgrade it and we say you're posel from nefoshes as well. Well, then it really turns out that the rule is true. If you're kosher for nefoshes, you're kosher for momonos. If you're not, you're not. You can never differentiate between the two. So it would seem to be that we have, Baruch Hashem, discovered the stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. And now the Gemara explains this. Says the Gemara, Mani, who is talking in this Mishnah? If you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Yossi, well, I'm sorry, that doesn't make sense. Why not? because ha ikka aid zaymein demamoin. You can have an aid zaymein, somebody who's proven to be an aid zaymein, a liar in the case of mammon, the kasha ledinei nefashos, and yet upasa ledinei mammonis. You can have him disqualified in cases of monetary matters, but he's perfectly kosher in the case of nefashos. So how can you tell me that anybody who's kosher for one is kosher for the other? Elolav, it must be Rabbi Meir he, period. Unbelievable proof. So it must be that this Mishnah is authored by who? By Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir holds of the upgrade rule. If you're posel for one, you're posel for the other. If you're kosher for one, you're kosher for the other. We never differentiate. And that's how the Mishnah wrote over there, Bistam. So doesn't that therefore mean that we have discovered, Baruch Hashem, the Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir? Look at Rashi, towards the top of the Omud, on the third line. Elolav, Rabbi Meir, isn't this Rabbi Meir, the Omar, who told us that kivan shehuchshad lemamoin, once you are a suspect in Momon, we upgrade you, and you are possible also for Eidos Nefashois. And if that's the case, Hilkoch, according to that, you can never have a distinction between one or the other. Hilkoch loy mishkachas lo, you will never find the case of kosher and nefashois to have a posel and mammon. You cannot be kosher for nefashois and posel for mammon. There's no such thing. If you're posel for mammon, then you are automatically posel for nefashois as well. And that's what the Braiser was telling me. So it seems to be that we have made the grand discovery that the Mishnah here is a stam Mishnah that's going like Rav Meir, and that's why we pass like Rav Meir. Says the Gemara, no, we can disprove it. Says the Gemara, you know why? Mimai, how do you know that's the case? Dilma bepsule yuchsin koi. Maybe this Mishnah that said if you're kosher for one, you're kosher for the other, is not discussing people who are suspect. That's not the discussion at all. We're not talking about if you're a chashad for one, are you a chashad? That's not the discussion at all. Do you know what we're talking about? We're talking about yuchsin. What does yuchsin mean? Yachas, your hereditary, your lineage. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains what that means on the first narrow line. B'psul yuchsin. Delanafashois, with regard to cases of nefashois, bezdin meyuchsin boinon. We have not learned this. This is the Gemara of Lamed Vav. Kedoktoni Rav Yosef, as Rav Yosef is going to teach us later on. Kashem shebezdin menukim b'tzedek, shenema b'tzedek tishpot, kach bezdin menukim mikol mum, shenema kul chayofa, etc., etc. So we're going to learn later on that when it comes to dinei nefashos, you have to have bezdin yuchsin. Yuchsin means of impeccable lineage. There is no query about their lineage. We are not discussing whether they are suspect with regard to being over averas. That's not the discussion. Whether they're accused of lying or stealing, that's not the discussion. The discussion is yuchsin. When it comes to bezdin of nefashos, you've got to have not only, obviously, big mumchin, but you've got to have dayonim of impeccable lineage. So if that's the case, now let's come back to this Mishnah. This Mishnah was rather cryptic, and all it said is, if you are kosher for dinei nefashos, then you are kosher for dinei mamonos as well. That's all it said. What did we think was the subject of this Mishnah? What does it mean? Are you kosher for this? We thought we're talking about people who are suspect with regard to averas. Well, then we're back to the Rav Meir and Rabbi Yosi story. Says the Gemara, you got it wrong. That's not the discussion at all in that Mishnah. That Mishnah is talking about people, dayonim, who are kosher to paskin dinei nefashos because they have yuchsin, they have impeccable lineage. And that's what the Braise is, Mishnah is telling me, that if you're kosher for dinei nefashos, then you're obviously kosher also for dinei mamonos. So therefore, you cannot bring a proof from over there that we paskin like Rav Meir in the case of a suspect of a choshed, because that Mishnah has nothing to do with choshed. Look into the Gemara. The Gemara says, Dilma b'psule yuchsin koi. Maybe the discussion in that Mishnah is not whether you're a choshed and you're a liar, and you're a thief. That's not the discussion. The discussion is with regard to yuchsin. And I'll prove it to you, because if that was not the discussion, look at the sefer of that Mishnah. Sefer Dektoni, what does it say in the sefer of that Mishnah? It says, Yesh ra'u lohen dine momenus, ve'enoi ra'u lodun dine nefoshes. Says there, the other way around, that it can exist that somebody is kosher to paskin and dine mominus, but is not kosher for dine nefoshes. Now, what does that mean? Am I eino ro'u? Why is he not ro'u? Why is he apostle? De itzum b'dine nefoshes? Because he's been proven to be an eid zaymim in the case of dine nefoshes? Well, then he wouldn't be kosher for mominus. It's not true. Divrei HaKoil, Posel, who? Everybody agrees that once you're found to be a liar in the case of Nefoshes, you're definitely Posel for Momonos. The only question is whether you upgrade or not whether you downgrade. So how can the Sefer of that very Mishnah say that if you're Posel for Nefoshes, but it could be you're kosher for Momonos? It doesn't make any sense if the subject was when you're a Choshed. What does it prove me that that's not the subject? Hello, says the Gemara. Bipsul yuchsin kai. So you see that what's the sefer of the Mishnah talking about? It's talking about yuchsin. And it's telling you that you can have somebody who is posel for dine nefoshes and he's kosher for mamonos. How can that be? Why is he posel for dine nefoshes? Because he does not have impeccable yuchsin, but he's nonetheless kosher for dinin mominus. So you see that the subject in that Mishnah is what? Yuchsin. Nothing to do with the choshed. Is hachanami b'psul yuchsin koi. So to the ratio of the Mishnah, that entire Mishnah, I'm sorry to tell you, your grand discovery was not a discovery. You thought the subject of that Mishnah is with regard to a choshed, and you attempted to prove that we paskin like Rav Meir the upgrade rule, I'm sorry, you're barking up the wrong tree. That Mishnah is nothing to do with Choshed. What is the subject in the Mishnah? Completely different discussion, irrelevant to our discussion. It's talking about their Yuchsin, whether you do have lineage, you don't have lineage, you need it for Nefoshes, you don't need it for Mominas. A very nice discussion, nothing to do with us. And if that's the case, we're still on the lookout, Rabbi Yisai. We're still looking for this elusive Mishnah. Where do we have a Mishnah that says, nothing to do with Yuchsin, back to our subject, where do we have a Mishnah that says that if you are apostle, you are a choshud, in the case of Momonos, you are disqualified from giving Eidos, even in the case of Nefoshes, the upgrade rule. Where is that Mishnah? The previous Mishnah turns out to be a different discussion altogether, nothing to do with us. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Elo Hocha. Guess what? We come back all the way to the Mishnah we began with our whole discussion. You know where this Stam Mishnah is? It's right here on our doorstep. It's right over here. We don't need to look here, there, and everywhere. It's under our nose. Do you know where the Mishnah is at Sosam Lakramea? The Tanan. Didn't we learn a Mishnah that says, Elu Hein Hapsulin, the following apostle from Eidos? Everybody remembers this Mishnah. Hamasachik b'kuvya u'malva b'ribis u'mafriche yoinim v'seichere shvies v'ho'avodim ze haklal kol eidus
This is
ein ho'isho k'sheira lo'e afhein ein k'sheirin lo. If a woman is not kosher, then an eved is also not kosher as well. So what is the last line of that Mishnah telling you? That we equate avodim and noshim. And if a woman is not kosher, then neither is an eved kosher for edus as well. Now, mani, who is the author of that? Ilema Rabbi Yosi. If you're going to tell me the author of that Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi, then you're going to get stuck. Because v'ha'ika edus b'dinei nefashos. Edus of nefashos, she'ein ha'isha k'sheira lo. A woman is actually not a valid aid in the case of nefashos, and yet, v'hein k'sheirin lo. And yet an eved is kosher to give edus in the case of nefashos. So that Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Yosi. So who must it be? Elo lav Rabbi Meir. It must be Rabbi Meir. And what did that Mishnah say? That once you're a Masachik Bukuvia, once you are a Mafriche Yoinim, which are all monetary matters, what did the Mishnah say? You're posel le'edus. Posel in which case? Every case. So I've got a Mafurisha Mishnah that says that if you are considered to be a ganav, or even a ke'en ganeva, remember we learned this, me'en ganeva, a type of ganav, not an out-and-out ganav, you're posel edus. Posel from which edus? The Mishnah doesn't say you're only posel from one type or a different. No, you're posel edus, period. Well, there it is then. So we have discovered this Mishnah that we were on the hunt for. We have found the Mishnah that says that what? That if you are posel in the case of Momonos, if you're a choshev in Momonos, you are posel for all edus, period. Without any exception. That Mishnah is Rav Meir, in which case, as they say, game, set, and match. That's it. It's all over. So we have finally discovered, we have a Mefurasha Mishnah, that if you are suspect in the case of Momonos, you are posel from all edus, period. And that therefore confirms what we said before. Yes, the general rule is that when we have Machloikas in Rav Meir and Rav Yosi, the halacha follows Rav Yosi. Here, however, we follow Rav Meir. Why? Because you see, we have a Mishnah over here, which is sosem like Rav Meir. The Mishnah says that if you are a Malva Beribis, if you're a Masachik Bukuvia, you're a Seichere Shvius, you're a Mafriche Yoinim, all of those cases are monetary issues. And what did the Mishnah say? You are posel from all Eidos, period. So if that's the case, we have a Mafurisha Mishnah that yes, we always upgrade you. Says the Gemara in conclusion, Kom Bar Choma. Bar Choma stood up. Remember, Bar Choma was the one who was initially accused of murder. He's obviously extremely excited by this psak now. Why is he excited by this psak? Because he's just been let off the hook. Because the two Aidim that were testifying against him, he clearly obviously denied that he ever murdered. Two Aidim were brought to Beis Din to say that he vadai murdered, but it has since been proven that they are ganovim. And if we paskin like Rav Meir, as we indeed do, well, once they're ganovim, we upgrade that psul and they're posel for din in nefashos. So Bahama is now rubbing his hands with glee. I've just been let off the hook. The two Aidim who testified against me claiming that I was a murderer have just been disqualified. On what basis? Because they were proven to be Ganovim. And Baruch Hashem, we have now discovered that we have a mission that says, like Rav Meir, that if somebody is apostle with regard to Momoin, then he's apostle with regard to Nefashis. So Bar Choma, says the Gemara, was so thrilled with this With who? With Rav Papi. Rav Papi was the one who found this Mishnah. Kam Bar Chamo. So Bar Chamo got up, Noshke Akari, and he kissed his feet. He kissed Rav Papi's feet. He was so thrilled. The Kible Lekarage de Kuleshani. And he decided to exempt him from all tax forever, from paying the Melech tax. You're clearly a big Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham, it says, is potter from paying taxes. Have a look in the last Rashi's before the Mishnah. The Noshke Lekari de Rapapi Shehepech Bezechusai. He's now discovered as a Zechus for him. Without you, I would have been considered guilty. But thanks to you, you got me off the hook. Because you were the one who proved that we passed in like Rameh. So the kible lekarge de kule shnei la'atziloi kol yomov. He decided he's going to save him all his life. Me, manas hamelech, from ever having to pay taxes. I'm going to ensure that you get exempted because you clearly qualify as a Talmud Chacham. You have managed to discover this incredible proof that we paskin like Rameh. Because of you, I'm off the hook. You're a huge Talmud Chacham. You do not need to pay taxes.
Why is this not bribery?
What do you mean?
Haven't happened already.
Well, he's giving him like a present because he got him off the hook.
After the event. You're allowed to do so after the event. You're allowed to do a Koras HaTov. You can't give him a gift before the event.
Yeah.
But after the event.
Yeah, but
what about that? How would that ride for the future, though?
Right, it's a bad precedent.
So he won't be able to paskin for them in the future. But anyway, the truth is, it's not a bribery because it's by rights. Because the halacha is that a Talmud Chacham does not pay taxes. He was the one who just said, right, I'm going to be the one to ensure that this is in fact installed and it's put into place. It's not a gift. This is by rights. A Talmud Chacham doesn't pay taxes. By the way, important to know why. It's a Gemara Baba Basra. Because the Gemara says, and this is a very, very timely message, the Gemara says, why do we pay taxes? Our taxes go for the government to pay for protection of the town. Talmidei Chachamim, with their Torah learning, they are protecting the town. Well, therefore, they don't need to pay monetary payment, which is going towards protecting. Torah is the greatest protection. Okay, Rabbi Sait, this has been a very, very difficult sugya. Tomorrow and Wednesday, Mishnah, we're going to go back and we're going to do Chazara.
Well,
if I'm not mistaken, this will take us back to Chof Vov, either Omid Aleph or Omid Beis. Probably Chof Vov Omid Beis. We're going to go back a daf or so and do Chazara, and then maybe we'll finish before Wednesday, and therefore we'll carry on this on the next sugya. Okay, everybody should hear. We just hit continue to hear Basura's Tavis Mitzvah.